joining us now, another fellow golfer, is the sports professor Rick Horowitz. Our sports, business, and law segment sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick, of course, is the visiting expert on sports law at Harvard. And you can see him each and every week starting next Tuesday night, August 25th, on the Versus channel for his brand new sports business show. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning. Tell Rooney to take the six-footers like I do. That'll cut his score down.
Rick, I just want to know who you fooled to get on TV. Radio.
Yeah, well, hey, listen, the advantage of this is, I'm on a lot of different networks in short bites, so they don't know that I don't know anything. And then when you have a show called Sports Take with the sports professor, Rick Haro, it guarantees your job security if your name's in the title.
There you go. Although a half an hour show might expose you a little bit, Rick. A little bit too much exposure. people might start figuring it out. But it is the Sports Take with the sports professor Rick Haro. It's going to debut on the Versus Network next Tuesday night, August 25th. Going to air every Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. And your debut episode, you're going to have Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones on.
Yeah, we've filmed some of it. We're going to film some again. And it's kind of cool because we've got a whole bunch of stuff planned. We've got Jeremy Foley, University of Florida, what makes that program tick the week after, before college football season starts. Then Roger Goodell, exclusively, as a sit-down the week of the Steelers-Titans game. Rooney, you'd appreciate that. And then we're going to inside the USTA, the Tennis Center, for the last week of the Open. Then we've got Gary Bettman leading off NHL coverage and David Stern for basketball and Brian France for NASCAR. So it's interviewing the big guys, and also different segments for the fans, interactive. We got a whole bunch of different things. So it's a lot of different parts of a show, so I won't be hanging out there alone. This is not going to be a monologue for a half hour. If it were, it would be a very short television show.
Well, Rick, just to let you know, I am available for any of those shows. So
You're my first call. It was going to be Evans, but, you know, he was so – that comment about being too exposed and fooling people. Oh, but you said that too. All right, neither of you. I got to find
Darn
someone
it.
Else. Any
I burned my bridge.
To be on, call me.
Rick, I'm just guessing it's going to be a lot about sports business talk, but will you get into, you know, just general sports talk like with Jerry Jones or something, or is it focused solely on the business side of sports?
No, we have, you know, basically hour-long interview segments with all of these leaders. So we're going to ask them how they make decisions, how they, you know, create their organization. We'll talk business, but we'll also talk about what makes them special in their own right, and why they think that what's their biggest successes, their biggest failures, and obviously X's and O's. We'll talk a bit about Romo. We'll talk about the Cowboys for this one. We'll talk about Florida and Urban Meyer, and does he get paid too much for the next one? I mean, all of those issues. And the tease on this one, we're going to have a local show concept that we're developing, and we'll talk about that in a couple weeks as well.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Haro. It's our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And Rick will be debuting a brand new sports business show, The Sports Take, with the sports professor, Rick Haro, debuting next Tuesday night, August 25th, on Versus, 6:30 p.m. And, Rick, I'm assuming down the line at some point you're going to get talking some golf business here and perhaps have Tim Finchem or maybe even the new commissioner of the LPGA Tour, whoever that might be, when he or she is appointed.
Well, we've got Tim Finchem tentatively lined up for October. We've got Joe Steranko, who was big in the Palm Beach Post today, and he should be because of the way the PGA Championship is going, lined up pretty quickly. And we're probably theming a golf show around the Tour Championship FedEx Cup Final in the end of September. But, you know, the beauty of planning these shows, it's a full-time kind of thing because you have to figure it out well in advance. And we're going to have a lot of opportunities to cover golf in many different ways, obviously, and we're planning to do the show for a long time. And there will be interactive pieces of this. So, honestly, if people think about ways to do this, this is the first ever sports business show at a national level for half hour. So it's kind of daunting. It's interesting. You know, Entertainment Tonight and some of those other shows, there are five of them in the entertainment business space, and sports is $750 billion, so there ought to be at least one, even if the host is going to be boring.
Hey, Rick, last thing for me, you know, I always got to take it back to football because football started and I'm getting juiced for it. But in your interview with Jones, if you don't mind giving a little bit of a preview. You know, obviously the big thing is the billion-dollar new stadium, 100,000 seats. Did Jerry learn anything from the Yankee situation in terms of seat pricing, and how is he going to go about pricing those seats based on this economy?
I got a better one for you. There's a gondola that goes up to the top of this big, big, big scoreboard, which goes from the 20 to the 20. So we're riding up and down that thing, which will be kind of a cool visual. And the funny thing is we're going to a variety of different seats, the best seat in the house and the worst seat in the house. Hmm. The $29 worst seat in the house, and the views are so amazing, you still feel like you're right on the field. And we've got the architect, Brian Truby, from HKS, who designed it. So he's doing a sketch on the clock in a minute and a half for a bet that we did to prove that he could sketch it in his sleep, and then we're putting that on the air, too. So we got a lot of cool stuff. By the way, one quick thing. You know, Jerry Jones and George Steinbrenner came together and have created a concession company that they're selling their services to other stadiums around the world, and it's basically the best of the Yankees and the best of the Cowboys coming together to kind of take over the concession world. So we're going to talk about that, too. A lot of interesting stuff.
Interesting. The Sports Take with the Sports Professor Rick Haro, airing on Versus, the debut episode next Tuesday night, August 25th, 6:30 p.m. Versus is the nation's fastest-growing sports cable network, now in more than 75 million homes. The debut episode, of course, is going to include Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, as well as Brian Truby, the key architect on that project for the new 100,000-seat Cowboys Stadium. Future episodes will also include interviews with NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, NASCAR Chairman and CEO Brian France, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and PGA of America CEO Joe Steranko. Rick, congratulations in all sincerity. We're very proud of you, and we're very happy for you. Congrats on this new show. We're looking forward to seeing the debut episode next Tuesday night.
Thank you, man. Golf tips at the end of each show. Give yourself a 6-foot putt. That's the first tip. What about that, Rooney?
I'll be watching it.